This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, the other Alex, our colleague Alex Chadwick, interviews someone most people have never heard of. But Alex says this woman, an elderly black writer, is one of the most interesting people he's ever spoken with. It's a special Mother's Day interview.
First, though, Rudolph Giuliani holds the lead right now among Republicans trying to become president. He's also the only one who says he's pro-choice. Well, sort of. Here he is at last week's Republican debate.
In my case, I hate abortion. I would encourage someone to not take that option. But ultimately, since it is an issue of conscience, I would respect a woman's right to make a different choice.
Joining me now to talk about the politics of abortion and some other news out of Washington this week is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, forgive me if I sound a bit confused, but what exactly is Giuliani's abortion stance?
Well, he's all along said that he believes in a woman's right to choose on abortion. And the way that he puts it is it's between the woman, her doctor, and God, invoking that notion of conscience that you just heard him reference in the tape. At the same time, he has tried to, as he's been managing the politics of the Republican primary, said, but I'm also a guy who would appoint strict constructionist judges. So keep that in mind as you understand my history. And then at the debate, as you just heard again, he went on to say, beyond the cut that we played, that it's okay if the Supreme Court were to overturn its, you know, landmark 73 decision, Roe v. Wade. And then he added, oh, it's okay if they don't.
it's okay that I'm confused.
Yeah. And then this week, then it came out, he's also given money during the 1990s to Planned Parenthood. And he said, and with regard to that, yes, but, you know, Planned Parenthood also counsels women and encourages adoption. And so keep that all in mind.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if a candidate can actually win the Republican nomination because people who go to the polls in the primaries can, you know, are more conservative, Republicans that go to the polls, more conservative than the general electorate. So can a Republican nominee win with a pro-abortion rights position?
Well, I mean, your point, I think, is that the base of the party is strongly opposed to abortion rights. But here's the thing. There is no strong candidate at the moment among the Republicans, no dominant candidate, even as Giuliani has the lead. There's no, you know, President Bush running for re-election. There's no Vice President Cheney trying to move up. Now, what you're starting to see, though, is that his opponents, Giuliani's opponents on the Republican side, see some blood in the water, Madeline. And so they are trying to worsen his problem here by pointing out that, as John McCain says, there's a fundamental conservative principle which it protects the dignity of life. Or Sam Brownback, another candidate, says during the debate, it was a glorious day. It would be a glorious day if the court were to overturn Roe v. Wade. Tom Tancredo, another candidate, talks about abortion as a culture of death and asks how the Republican Party could possibly have a candidate who would be supportive of abortion rights.
Okay, well, what about Mitt Romney? He's also one who's had various positions, shall we say, on abortion. His wife made a donation to Planned Parenthood. You know, are people calling him a flip-flopper?
Well, that's exactly right. Now, he had a very interesting response, which is he said Ronald Reagan did much the same thing to change positions, and it's a matter of conscience, and he's not going to apologize for moving towards a position that he now feels comfortable with. So he's going off to try to give more speeches to groups that oppose abortion rights to sort of emphasize his position now. But I think it's a weak point for him. It's a bigger problem, obviously, for Giuliani, because Giuliani is reluctant to say that he has shifted his position of supporting a woman's right to choose. And in fact, there's an 89 video playing to quite some popularity on YouTube in which you can see Giuliani saying that he believes that poor women should have funding, public funding for abortions.
Okay, let's move on to news out of Washington and the House last night passing a second Iraq spending bill, but this also has a threat of a presidential veto. You've spent some time on the Hill this week. What is Speaker Pelosi thinking?
Strong message. Democrats want to end the war, and in a popular war, she knows that in terms of the polls, you know, there's hardly any risk, and especially among Democrats, 4-1, they oppose the war. Even among swing voters, there's no risk. They're 2-1 opposed to the war. So she feels like, you know what, she's got a clear path here. The only problem would be if the president was able to persuade people that they weren't supporting the troops, the Democrats. And she's saying, no, we'll give you some funding for the troops, but we're not going to give you a blank check for this war.
What about benchmarks? The president is now saying something that he'll approve benchmarks?
Well, benchmarks, you know, and Madeline, benchmarks without much teeth, benchmarks in terms of getting the Iraqi government to take some steps. But the consequence would only be withdrawal of funding aid to Iraq.
Okay. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Alex.